The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
All right, so far, I have requests out to a food place, a golf place, and a auto maintenance place.
Okay.
So if you own a business in town, this is your chance. I think that's a good start. Let's come up with, if Malik Monk resigns, these businesses will give him free X, whatever it may be, for the duration of his stay in Sacramento.
You know, I think we should go and have me trying all these things that you're going to give to him.
Yeah.
And videotape it just so like, hey, so this is visually what you're going to get.
This is actually what you're going to get. So I think that's almost... I think that's almost worth it just to watch you playing golf.
Yeah, probably.
What'd you say in my ear?
Oh, he needs just a minute.
Sam?
Yeah.
We did this for him.
We did this as a favor. Golly. Jess says she's going to need a GoFundMe for the tattoo. No, you won't, Jess. I will pay for your tattoo. I promise.
Do you know how much those are?
Whatever.
Honest question.
I honestly don't. I don't know. A couple $100? I don't know. No. I've never gotten one.
Me neither.
It's not that much.
It's not that much. How much do you think, let's say it was, well, Jess, let us know. Would you get, his face? Would you just get, Malik or a monk? Or, Malik Monk with a heart through? I don't know. I guess the Malik Monk's face would be the most expensive, right?
I think.
It could also, that's scary, because what if it's, a lame-looking Malik? You've seen it with, the statue of Ronaldo. What if it's just a jacked-up-looking Malik Monk? I would ask, Big Shep's on here. So he's part of doing the card thing. So we actually should talk to him too, because we need to work this out where we can maybe set it up.
Right.
Where, we have a moment where we can present him our wares.
Here's Sacramento's presentation.
Let me ask you this. Do you think it would be a journalistic ethics violation if we asked Sam if he would be willing to throw in a free subscription to The Athletic to Malik Monk if he stayed?
Yeah.
Well, let's ask him anyways. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm doing great. Sorry I'm late. How are you?
That's fine. Great. I mean, as I texted you yesterday, Sam.
What did you text me yesterday?
You don't remember what I texted you?
Testing my memory right now?
No, I'm just saying. I texted you an exclamation followed by a comment.
Prima donna athletic BS.
Said more of this prima donna athletic BS, which was a problematic tweet text in the sense that I pride myself on being a good speller. I had to actually look up. For some reason, I was having trouble with prima donna.
Pre-P-R-E, Madonna.
Right, there you go. It's before Madonna.
Yes.
Sam, that's kind of a journalistic violation, though, isn't it?
Yeah, probably. Okay. I don't think that's a promotion.
You can't
do
that.
You know, but if you want to, slide him one of your 17 username so that he can read our content.
You know what? I will tell you something. I will pay for Jess's Malik Monk tattoo, and I will commit to a subscription, and I'll go even better, just to show if he re-signs for 4 years, if there's no opt-out, I'll buy him 4 years in advance. If it's a 4 year with a 2 year opt-out, I'm buying him a 2 year deal, and
that's
I'll re-up
a generous offer.
I will buy his athletic subscription, which, and by the way, everybody else knows, everyone can get an athletic subscription for $1 a month. I think it's $79.95 for mine per month.
Yeah, but yours is special.
But mine's the I actually get audio books. All the writers, I have this special thing where they all read their articles.
Voices.
Yeah, in their voices with emotion and everything. It's pretty cool. Good morning.
Well, and part of your subscriber benefits for you, Dave, is the ability to talk trash to writers directly.
That's actually very true.
Yeah.
That is, that's actually very much worth it to be able to read their stuff and then go, hey.
It was okay.
Sam, we're calling it the Sam Amick doubleheader this week. So thank you so much. We'll talk to Sam today. We'll talk to him Thursday. It's a big week, postmortem for the Kings and all that. But it's also a big week for your coverage, Sam, not just the playoffs and everything else, but number one, Anthony Slater and yourself put out, and we'll get to this a little bit more, I think, on Thursday, put out a really good deep dive on the Kings, including Malik Monk thoughts, a really good quote on Harrison Barnes. We talked about it from Harrison Barnes. We talked about yesterday on, you know, not showing up to every game or some games in particular, being frustrated about some losses, Coach Brown and his contract status. So we'll kind of shove that aside just for a second. Because you also, a couple days ago, I think, came out with the much vaunted, you've been talking about it for months, and you finally got off your ass and put it out, the player poll thingy-dingy that you guys did, which is one of my favorite things you guys do all year, honestly.
The thingy-dingy.
Yeah, do you like it referred to as that, Sam? The player poll thingy-dingy.
The private player anonymous poll thing. Where they that sounds weird. Where they go around and they ask players things. And then, yeah.
Thingy dingy is what sounded weird. That was uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a fun project. It is definitely a relief to get it over the finish line. If anybody hasn't seen it before, it's, you know, obviously trying to get the real thoughts from NBA players about everything from MVP to greatest of all time, best defender in the NBA, referee talk, Adam Silver talk this year. That was a new component. It's funny though, right as we sit here doing this segment, one of my colleagues who helped on the project had texted me and said the unexpected highlight of the player poll was I'm going to read the text message. He says, man, this Paul Pierce thing is everywhere. And by Paul Pierce thing, it's the fact that Paul Pierce garnered one greatest of all time vote from an anonymous NBA player. And then Paul himself tweeted about it yesterday. You know, listen, we can't control how these guys answer. We did. To let the public know, I made sure to do our due diligence. We would try to eliminate any answers where it was obvious that a player was trolling or just being funny. And when I did my investigative, you know, research on that answer, this was a real answer. So
can I guess who it was? And I know you won't tell me, but I know who it was.
You don't, but go ahead.
It's John Collins.
No.
Huh?
Is he the one who has said it before? I know.
No. Because Paul was saying yesterday, I think of the same thing. He was talking about how if you score 16 or more in the league, you're killing it. And then somebody was like, is John killing it? And he goes, yeah, John Collins is killing it.
Yeah. Close
well,
personal
I
friend.
Thought of you, but somebody, supposedly somebody on the record in the past couple of years shared this view. And I haven't gotten to the bottom of that. I, you know, the other fun part is I do know who it is. That's where, like, it is. Always entertaining to have all these secrets that you harbor with a lot of these different answers. So I thought this one was good. I don't know if you feel like diving in on any of the particular questions, but
I do.
Lots of good stuff in there. What do you got, Jay?
Yeah, so the one that jumped out, there's a lot. I really enjoyed it, Sam. Just I think it was fabulous. Easy read, but just the storytelling in it and some of the follow-up answers as to, you know, if people see the article, there's the grid basically that shows you where percentages of votes. And so the one pretty early on was talking about yesterday we find out the candidates for all these awards, and one of them's Defensive Player of the Year. And there's Victor Wembanyama, I think it was Bam Adebayo, and Rudy Gobert. And then on this list, when the players are asked who's the best defender, Victor clearly got the most votes, but I want to say the next five are – Drew Holiday, I think.
Lou Dort in third, Herb Jones fourth, Jaden McDaniels fifth.
Perfect.
Rudy sixth.
So then there's Rudy sixth, and where's Bam? Like ninth?
Bam is eighth.
Oh, eighth. So
behind Alex Caruso.
You know, I know it's not an indicator on the year they had, but a lot of times to me, like defensive player, like I feel like that is such a good player intel. They know who's great defensively. And so that one jumped out at me as an interesting just case study that, oh, they all agree Victor, but then after that, there's a lot of different answers that didn't get nominated for Defensive Player of the Year.
No, I agree. I mean, Rudy Gobert obviously is front and center on this topic because he's going to win Defensive Player of the Year. It's funny, our guy who covers
he is for sure, not Victor?
No, yes, I believe.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
You think Vicks went in Defensive Player of the Year?
I'm not sure, but you said it with like it's in the bag.
I think
I wasn't
he should,
certain.
But I don't think he will.
No, I don't think. I think, yes, to be clear, I'm not reporting that it's okay. Been decided. I do for sure think that Rudy is going to win.
Yeah, I agree with you then. Okay.
And I voted for Rudy.
What?
Our guy who covers the Timberwolves, John Krasinski, if anybody's interested in this topic, wrote a great column yesterday responding to the player poll stuff because You know, Jay, you highlighted the best defender category. Rudy also won most overrated player.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so John wrote a piece that I thought was really well done about how for the first 9 or so years of Rudy's career, how John, the writer, was in that camp of people who would roll their eyes at Jazz fans, who would always tell you, like, you have to see Rudy every night to appreciate him. And John basically said, having now watched Rudy for 2 years in Minnesota, you know, I'm here to tell you that the Jazz fans were right. And he's saying the praises of who Rudy is as a defender. But that debate is obviously very, very interesting because players, there's something that they don't like about him. He doesn't get the respect, but he's about to, I think, become a four-time defensive player of the year, tying Hakeem Olajuwon. And I don't know why I'm blanking on the other one, Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah.
So, but that is like even the poll itself, man, that is the fun part is like you are getting to read the minds of a lot of players and they share these truths that otherwise we would never know about.
I don't think Victor Wembanyama winning it is a slam dunk. And I certainly, you know, you and I have fun taking each other to task. I will not take you to task for voting Rudy Gobert. I fully understand it, but I would like to dive just a tiny bit into the thought process. I know you've seen the same numbers I have. When you look at their defensive numbers, 3.4 blocks for Victor, 2.1 to Gobert. He's got double Rudy steals. He's got almost double his deflections. The defense gets worse when they're both off the floor, but far worse when Wemby's off the floor versus Gobert. There's Metro. What?
Who plays with a G League team? Like, what are we talking about?
But doesn't that make it? But let me ask you this. He also doesn't play with another 7-footer.
But you can't highlight how much better they get when he's off the floor when his teammates are garbage.
No. I hear you. What I'm saying is, can't we? It's always the old argument, like, if you don't have any teammates, you're getting all the shots, your scoring is going to go up, but you're also going to get double teamed more. Isn't it also true to say that Victor Wembanyama's lack of talented teammates puts even more defensive pressure on him?
Sure, but it's still netted out to, I believe, the 19th defensive rating in the NBA. And so
23rd, yes, but you're, to your point, your point's obviously correct.
My point's even more striking.
Number one for the Wolves.
Yes. And that is the thing. It's to me, that award, there's too much good defense being played by elite players who played winning basketball for that award to go to Victor. And that's where Rookie of the Year, fine. Rookie of the Year has always been, you know, that is an individual award where team context is only playing a minor part, if any part at all. To me, Defensive Player of the Year award is different. And, you know, like the idea that Rudy, who was finally healthy this year, you know, everybody kind of forgets he missed so much time last year. So yes, his, you know, debut season in Minnesota didn't go well, but it was largely because of health and the fact that he was coming off of FIBA 2 summers ago, had a lot of injury stuff. What he did and they did this year is why they gave up all that, you know, those assets to go get him. I mean, you can't do any better than number one defense in the NBA. And on the offense, you know, well, this is not relating to that award, but, you know, he was decent on the other end as well as far as what he brings to the table. So, I mean, Vic's going to win it for the next 5 years, if not more.
Sure.
And, I mean, and that's why I like, again, I know I'm shamelessly pumping the poll here, but the nuance of these questions, wow, I just said that.
Yeah, you did. And that will be on the show for years to come, Sam. Thank you.
Can I do a Anthony Davis mic drop right now?
Yes. Go ahead. Actually, I think it's going to be Dave's ringtone for you.
The worst show to do that on. Go ahead, Sam. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I can.
So this article you have with The Athletic, give it a plug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd lost my train of thought.
It happens. But
it does.
It's the nuance of the questions.
Yes,
like, right.
Best defender is just who do you think is obviously the most intimidating, impactful defensive player? And it was wild to see that it's like, damn, like Victor's already got the support around the league like that. You know, like it's funny. Here's the other subplot. as people try to figure out why nobody, not nobody, but a lot of players don't seem to like Rudy Gobert, I did find it humorous because every once in a while you'll hear somebody be like, oh, is it cultural? Is it the French guy thing? And I'm sitting there going, well, I think they like the other French guy.
Yeah.
I don't think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vic's coming for sure.
So, Sam, want to ask you another one here. Yeah, you're on a roll. So this one jumped out to me in a different way in the sense that, you know, I think there was, 127 votes cast in this particular question. Which team other than your own will win the NBA title this season? And logical answers up there where you see Denver and Boston. But then you move further down the list and on the graph, you still see teams with 0.8%, all of them playoff teams, but one. The Sacramento Kings got 0.8% of the vote, sharing the same amount as Lakers and Mavs. So a few people thought the Kings could be champions this year. I found that to be very interesting.
I know. And a little womp-womp that comes out after they're already in the offseason.
Yeah.
But like none of us had that thought. It's interesting that other NBA players, because it can't be Kings voting for themselves, thought, you know, and again, it's a small number, but still – for people to put that out there, I thought was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's either one or two votes. I forget the math on that. But, you know, that's the fun part of this. I mean, I don't obviously agree. I didn't see them as title contenders. I saw them as a fringe playoff team in a loaded West. But somebody had high hopes for the Kings.
Yeah, well, so did we. Sam Amick joining us from The Athletic. Sam, you heard... you were there, I believe. I think I heard you ask a question of Malik Monk yesterday. This is just such an irresponsible question because you're about facts, not feelings, when it comes to journalism. But did you walk away with a thought changed at all or adjusted one way or the other as far as which way you'd bet Malik's going to lean this summer?
No, because he, I mean, first of all, I wish every guy in the league was as candid and direct as Malik.
Yeah.
He's so great.
He is.
I mean, Sean Cunningham at one point, to his credit, asked a follow-up where it was like, you might as well have been like, so Malik, since you actually answer questions, I'm going to ask the one everybody wants to know, like, do you want to be in Sacramento? And that wasn't exactly what he asked, but you know, you could be very direct. So all that being said, he talked about his agent a couple times and the fact that his agent is going to make life easy on him and do the work. So I think what's obvious and that means you can't really handicap it is that Malik, of course, he knows some of the rumors about him, but he doesn't know the market yet in terms of exactly what it looks like. And he's going to be waiting and decompressing, like he said, and you know, after the season, before diving into the different possibilities. Now, I will say the way, you know, where my mind was yesterday, I'm watching the Cavs just dominate the Magic yesterday and honestly wondering to myself, if you're Malik, you know, that's a team you've been tied to.
Yeah.
So do you watch that game and say, I can take them to the next level? Or do you watch that game and say, man, they're not as good as people thought they were. We can do better in SAC. You know, like those are the types of things that he's going to have to decide. And, you know, he alluded to the money. We all know that money matters a lot and that could be the final factor here, but you know, he did leave a door open to, I think, coming back on less money if he didn't have a situation out there that he was excited about.
To Sam's point, here's Malik on his agent yesterday.
That's my agent job. I'm going to just take a little time to relax and decompress and not think about it right now. I know my agent is working hard and probably got some options, so that's another reason why I can relax.
You know, Sam, just kind of a follow-up on that part of it. Some have referenced, you know, the free agent class. Like, do you think Malik's truly competing against someone like Clay for one of these spots?
I think so. Do you see it differently, Jay?
No, I didn't know if it's like, hey – or let's use Orlando. We brought them up. Like, it's either or. Like, Orlando, like, hey, we're more interested in Malik, so our offer is here. Is it, you know, I just don't know if they're truly, I think the market value and all that may be similar, but I don't know if every team is looking at it as an either or case or if one, or if they're just locking in on one of those guys.
No, I don't have clarity. I just told Anthony Slater and I were talking about this yesterday, and I was telling him that I wanted to, you know, check in with some actual Magic people in Orlando to figure out, you know, what their opinion is of those players. You know, the Clay stuff, I think, is definitely real, but obviously these two guys' profiles are very different. You know, one's a playmaker in Malik, one is not. One's on much, you know, I mean, Malik's still a young guy. He's on the younger side. Clay is not. You know, the Magic have a young team. So I don't know where their heads are at. I don't know what the price point might be. You know, Malik's coming off a better year. So, no, it was a really interesting press conference. The other takeaway for me was, man, he is, I don't know that I've ever seen a player be so, what's the word? Just so locked in on an award. He wants Sixth Man of the Year really badly. And as I'm watching, I'll be honest with you, I was feeling kind of bad for him because I'm starting to think that it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know, you know, how much that will disappoint him. I don't know how that will affect how he looks at how he's used. You know, he talked about wanting to start again yesterday. So, I mean, that's, to me, that's another part of this too.
Straight up, Sam. Who has more market value, Malik Monk or Klay Thompson, in your opinion?
I'm going to say Malik.
I agree. I think it's an interesting point that
because
they,
of age,
I age, injury history, and I don't have it in front of me, but I'm pretty sure if you looked at like a per 36, I got to think Malik's got him in a bunch of different places. But I think
Klay's like 3 points ahead of him.
Say that again. Yeah.
I think Clay's about 3 points ahead of him scoring wise, but like you said, that's not per 36.
Yeah, it's interesting when you look at it just really from last year. I wonder. I'm fascinated, honestly, by the market for Klay Thompson. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you brought it up, Jason, because I feel like he's not going to be. I mean, I could be wrong, Sam, but I feel like Golden State. He's going to get more value or be more valued by Golden State for as much of the intangibles, if everything else. I wasn't a huge fan of some of the comments he made, and I understand it was right after a loss, and I like Clay, but it's like, bro, you know, any inference that Golden State wouldn't or hasn't or owes you something as far as taking care of you, I thought he was severely overpaid this year. They paid him just fine while he was out with his injuries. I just wonder if Clay Thompson has anywhere near the market with another team as he does with Golden State, Sam.
No, I mean, in a vacuum, I agree, but there is definitely like real intel tying him to Orlando.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
I don't know where that price point is though.
Well, let's go. Go to Orlando, please.
And the Warriors thing is, you know, I mean, I guess I will do a victory lap on something I wrote about 6 weeks ago, and I didn't really highlight it. It was just in a Klay Thompson column, but I wrote about the sensitive dynamics between he and Warriors owner Joe Lacob. And the way that Clay, you know, essentially had not felt respected during this process. You know, Joe has now a very long, years-long habit of being just moving very strangely with people that he has contract situations with. Steve Kerr, even Steph Curry, Draymond Green, guys like that. And so Clay, I think, has been sitting there going, man, I helped us win 4 championships. How are you not just knocking down my door to figure out what the future looks like rather than barely saying hello to me in the hallway? So I think the question of where Clay's at and his, you know, feelings with the organization matters too.
Last thing, and I know, and Chris just told me we have to break, so we're almost out of time. This is where I really rely on you because you are connected to everyone, and I just hear things from time to time. Jeff, help me out here, Sam, and you'll know where I'm going. Jeff Schwartz is Malik Monk's agent. And Jeff Schwartz, one of the, if not the most powerful agent in the NBA. But when I realized that, this alarm bell went off because I seem to remember, I could be wrong here, but I seem to remember a pretty heavy conversation reported between Jeff and Monty McNair back in the Marvin Bagley days. And yep. I'm just curious, does that stuff matter? Do you have any insight on their relationship? Does Schwartz have another client off the top of your head with the Kings? I just remember having that. And honestly, I don't even know if that conversation, to be honest with you, was reported or not.
Remember, hey, Jeff, not to jump in, but Jeff, and I know we got to go. Jeff and his agency publicly issued a statement admonishing the Kings for the way they handled the Marvin Bagley situation. I don't know if that matters anymore.
Sure.
But I would also probably argue that Malik is he's a bit of a force of personality. I have a very hard time thinking that he's not going to do what he wants for his life rather than let his agent's politics get in the way.
Gotcha. That's Sam Amick. We really truly invite you to, if you're not already subscribed, subscribe to The Athletic. And if you are, head on over. Sam and his crew did a wonderful job on this. It's always, again, it really is truly one of my favorite pieces of the year, the anonymous player voting. And
I love the non-athlete question. Their favorite non-NBA athlete.
Yes.
Yes.
I also love how Domantas Sabonis was simultaneously on the most overrated, and then you pointed this out, he had one vote
for the underrated
as well. Fox also in the – we don't want to give it all away. Check it out. Sam, appreciate you, buddy. And, Chris, do we have that clip ready? No.
I know I'm shamelessly pumping the poll here.
Yep, there you go. Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Forever.
Keep pumping that poll, people.
Wow. That's Sam Amick. I think you said something else. Never mind. When we come back, we've got audio from Harrison Barnes on his closing press conference, and we'll take a look at his season coming up next. Just play this after every Harrison Barnes basket. Just play the whole thing. It's such a good song. It's a
banger.
It is a banger. Banger main. The anonymous NBA player poll. One of them said Kirk Cousins is his favorite non-NBA athlete because he gets paid and doesn't have to win and doesn't have to do anything. He made $400 million off of one playoff win. I mean, find the lie. Jason, I have an update.
Yeah?
So far, in order to keep Malik Monk here, and we will present this to him one way or the other in May at the card show, listener Jess is going to get a tattoo of Malik.
Okay.
Our good buddy has agreed now. I have an update there. Our friends at Jiffy Lube are going to offer Malik Monk free oil changes for the duration of his stay here.
Okay.
On up to two vehicles. You know, you got to probably got a fleet. Let's, you know, figure it out here. But Jiffy Lube's on board. Shockingly, Jiffy Lube is on board when we're doing a community effort. Who would have ever thunk that one? How about Taro, our friend over at McCooney's?
Mm-hmm.
He has agreed to offer up free sushi for the duration of Malik's contract. And this just did. Hit the breaking news. This is a good one here. How about this? This is the one I was hoping for. When it breaks,
we have it first.
It's Sactown Sports breaking news.
Aha! Breaking news from the mayor of Sacramento, Daryl Steinberg, who has agreed to give Malik Monk a key to the city.
Oh, wow.
If he stays and re-ups in Sacramento. Just got confirmation right there.
Wow, don't want to give a Malik Monk day?
You know what he just did there? He just did the thing he did to you about bringing in the egg stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He just did the same thing. You get something really great, and there's Chris listening to his goth music and, you know,
flipping his hair back.
Like, what about when a day? A guy? Come on. All right, so we've got... Despite Chris's objections, we've got oil changes from Jiffy Lube.
Mm-hmm.
Jess is going to get a tattoo.
Yep.
Free McCooney and a key to the city.
Yeah.
That's in like an hour what we've raised.
We land the golf and I think we might land the plane.
I think we land the golf. I think we're cooking with hot oil here.
Yeah.
And I would like to remind Malik Monk that we said the duration of him as a king.
Yes.
Well, if you retire as a king...
Yeah.
Once a king, always a king?
Yeah.
Once,
well, Malik.
Malik. Is it always a king?
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that. Nick says Vivek should put up a billboard saying Monty will mow his yard.
Okay.
Why not?
Sure.
Come on, Vivek. AB is back saying I will put Malik as my unborn son's middle name. Again, I need to know, is the son on the way, or is this just random son of the future? Because there's a difference. If you're popping one out, not you, but your partner in a couple months, that's one thing. If it's, hey, eventually when I have one, right. Because
I will name my child Malik Monk Verlod.
Right. is that a commitment?
That's a commitment.
Ha ha! Chris will name his unborn son Malik Monk Verlod.
He said it. Yep.
That's a pretty good haul so mm-hmm. far. We haven't really even gone after it yet.
And which one moves the needle most for him?
Probably a golf. Although, key to the city gets you in everywhere.
Yeah.
24/7.
Yeah, to the city.
I don't know if people realize that. If you get a key to the city anywhere in the Sacramento city limits, I believe this is true, it's like a skeleton key that opens any, he can go into any place that has a golf simulator.
Yeah, he can hang out here.
Coming in the morning, he's just sitting here playing video games. Mm-hmm. You go go to Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, please leave the cash on the counter.
Sure.
Yes, these are all the things I would do if I could get into any building in Sacramento.
Okay, so we got to work on the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the freebies and solicit major businesses to hire him as a spokesperson. Well, I think that goes without saying.
I think he would probably speak on these businesses' behalf.
I think he probably would.
If he signs, maybe we get another pizza guy.
The Malik pizza.
Give me a second here.
The meatza.
I know this person. I can't.
Are you a pizza guy?
I can't imagine.
You're reaching out to Frankie?
I'm just saying, I think there's a world where, nope, Mike McCann has nothing to do with pizza. I think
he could represent him in court if he needs it.
I think there's a world where that could happen. All right, I'm sending a text here. Okay, there we go. How are you?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's catch up. Harrison Barnes.
Yes.
End of season. We're working on it. This is my wheelhouse. I love this stuff. Yeah. Let's go. We'll get the whole community behind it. And it doesn't just have to be Sacramento either. We could get, Roseville, shout out. Elk Grove, where are you at? Loomis.
Yeah. Yuba City.
Yuba City.
I want to hear from you.
Let's hear it, honkers. Local golf courses could hire. Can we make, hey, would it be legal for Vivek to offer Malik Monk an ownership stake in the A's? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that a salary cap violation? Probably.
I hate as you're going through, I'm like, no, Dave. Oh, wait, maybe.
That might be the one. Hey, AB's kid is 4 months away.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So that's a different ball of wax.
Yeah, it is.
If he's having a kid in 4 months and he's agreed to name the middle name of the kid Malik, what would the first name be? Billy.
AB
Malik 916 Jr.
Yes.
I like that. Can we get Blue Diamond Almonds? I love it. Let's go. Rename the team the Sacramento Maliks. I think the Monks would be better just because what a cool mascot. Yes. No offense to Slamson. He can just transfer in.
Yeah.
You have like the flying Monks, just the Monks dunks. You do all kinds of halftime stuff. Sorry, Harrison. We're peeing on you. Oh, no, people. This is where it goes too far. Please stop requesting, since we're going through sponsors. No, I'm not going to ask nor offer up Malik any free consultations to any clinics.
You're not offering up girth?
I mean, that might move the needle. Hey, now.
It's no longer a needle.
Went from a needle to a turkey baster. Good morning, Steven. Hello. How are you?
Dude, that was good.
Good morning, Steven.
Oh man, please don't dump me. That was great.
That's
that
fine.
That was so great.
Good morning.
Oh my gosh. Are you sure we're not trying to make it extra girthy for him here, man? Because I'm sure.
No, I think we'll stop I'm the sure. tattoo.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for that, dude. I really needed that, boys. Oh, that was great. I have something that I can offer. Like, I'll wash his car for the rest of the time that he's here.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll go to his house and I'll reorganize all of his shoes by alphabetical order, and then I will color code them. Okay, because I know he's a big sneakerhead.
Hey, Steven, come to your house and organize your shoes. Well, in that case.
Exactly. Okay. I'll come and organize your shoes.
You might have to go with the door sideways.
Dave, you're out of control this morning, dude. You need to be put in time out.
I need
Get
to
your
relax.
Nose in the corner. I want to see moisture on both walls.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Steve. It's a very infectious laugh.
Yes, it is.
Imagine going to a movie with Chris Rolland, Sean Cunningham, and Steven on either side of you.
Best movie ever.
Okay. So anyways, Harrison Barnes was fine.
Yeah. Just fine.
We'll get to Harrison Barnes. Oh, God, are you serious?
What?
You know exactly what, dude.
Timing is everything. Good luck.
This show has just completely. All right. Hey, everybody. I want to talk to you about girth. Didn't plan it. Just happened. Good morning. And I want to talk to you about my friends, Dr. Jack Friedlander in Roseville and Dr. Pash in San Francisco and the UpsizeMatters.com crew. We're talking immediate results for something that's non-surgical and virtually pain-free. It's safe, it's effective, it's long-lasting, and it's semi-permanent. There's no opt-outs. These are doctors, real learned doctors performing these this procedure here. And look, when you're talking about girthiness, if you will, it's consistently ranked as the most important attribute. There's a free consultation, and the procedure can be done on the same day as your consultation. I know these guys are good. And whether you're a little, whether you got some insecurities, or whether you just want to take it to the next level, you want to make the all-star team, if you will, go to UpsizeMatters.com. UpsizeMatters.com. Hey! Catch a girth on. Who's hot, who's not? Let's go streaking. Next.
What's hot?
Yeah, hot. Real hot.
And what's not?
It's not good.
Brought to you by American Energy Heating and Air, Sacramento's complete heating and cooling company and second opinion partner.
Who is hot?
The Denver Nuggets.
I know.
Last night they beat the Lakers 101-99. That was their 10th win in a row against the Lakers, including a 4-game sweep in last year's Western Conference Finals.
That's pretty hot.
Blame the officials. Lakers don't get calls.
Between the Nuggets and the Kings, they've won 14 straight versus the Lakers.
Good point.
How about that?
Yeah, ownage.
Ownage. Lakers. Who's not?
Buddy Hield.
Oh.
His first two playoff games, he has had 2 points, shot 1 of 5. He's got 1 rebound, 0 assists, 3 fouls in 24 minutes of play.
Woof.
Well, didn't see that one coming. Wish him nothing but the best.
Do you?
No. Suck it, buddy. Sorry. After what he said about our city. Love Buddy the person. Every interaction I've ever had with Buddy was great. But you can't say Sacramento can blankety blank. I mean, you can.
Yeah, but you have to pay.
He did.
He did.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to, you know, deal with whatever. I don't wish him ill will. I don't feel sad when he's, I mean, between he and Tyrese Halliburton in the playoffs so far. I have a feeling Tyrese might turn it around, though. Who knows?
Think so?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. All right. Let's take the clothes off and go streaking, shall we?
It's time to go streaking.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Who is the Nostradamus of MLB?
Who can keep the streak going? It's time to go streaking.
What the hell are you doing?
We're streaking.
Well, you had been someone that was streaking, right?
Yeah.
Couple-day hitting streak.
Two-day streak.
Yesterday, you said I'm going to go with Mookie Betts.
That's right, I did.
Come
on.
The Dodgers didn't play.
Well, why not?
Did I miss them? I didn't see them in this game.
Why didn't they play?
They had an off day.
Well, that's garbage.
I didn't realize you took a player from a team that didn't play.
I did not realize I did either, although maybe I did. Maybe it was a strategy.
Maybe you did, and maybe you did.
My guy didn't not get a hit.
True. So you can leave Mookie if you
want. I always feel like that's the fair play. Unless it's an injury, I think you got to leave him.
Okay. I picked somebody that played, and I picked somebody that played for the New York Yankees.
Oh.
Juan Soto.
Who's your favorite team? The Yankees?
The Yankees, who could barely get any hits against those A's, and Juan Soto got up four times, and he did not get a hit.
Nope, just three hits allowed by three pitchers.
My streak ended at three.
Including, by the way, we mentioned earlier.
You suck.
Sorry, it's over.
You want to talk about an absolutely electric arm, Mason Miller.
Yes.
Bucko 3 on the radar gun. He now on the year is sitting on a 1.8 ERA, 20 strikeouts in 10 innings. Just 25 years old. Good job, Ace.
Yeah.
Good job on that one.
All right. And Christopher Laud was at zero. But he went with Jackson Holliday, who was not hot, right?
Yeah.
I turned it around, didn't I?
You sure did. He did not get a hit either. He just did. The team played. He did not.
Wow. He got satted.
So, Chris, are you going to leave Jackson Holliday?
No. Got to keep going with him.
That's what I mean. You're going to leave him out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not. No, he didn't mean are you leaving him like you're in a relationship. Yeah.
I thought that's what he was saying.
Are you leaving him? I'm done.
So, Dave, you're sticking with Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
Chris is sticking with Jackson Holliday. I got to pick someone new. I'm taking Austin Riley of the Braves.
Oh, that's a terrible pick.
Yeah.
Okay. Are they playing today?
Yes.
You know, Jason did worse than both of us.
Yeah, I picked someone that actually played and didn't get a hit. Someone who's batting over 300.
Who are you, Steven? Love that laugh. Love that laugh. All right. From the 209, I work as a special investigator for a major insurance company in California. I'm willing to be Malik's personal one-call fixer for any and all insurance claims. We're taking everything.
Sure, that'll help.
Let me ask you this. What if we presented that along with everything else, the key to the city, the free McCooney, the free Jiffy Lube, what if we presented all of that to Malik, but then we also threw that one in the tattoo, and then we presented the insurance claim, he's like, you know what, and he just like gets up, and he just kind of like puts his hands in his pocket and walks over towards the window and looks out it for a little bit, and he comes back and he goes, I've had so many terrible experiences with insurance adjusters. That's it.
This is what I was waiting
for. This is a sign from God that I should be here. You never know.
You don't know what'll be the one.
You never know what will be the one, and that, in fact, could be it.
If Malik wants to be the tattoo artist? For Jess's tattoo and deliver the baby for
that would be, oh my God, wouldn't that be, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Malik Monk as an OBGYN delivering babies would be amazing because you know he would just like pump you up so hard. Yeah, exactly. He would show emotion. Mm-hmm. He'd be like, "You can do this. I know you can do this. Mm-hmm. Let's go." And then the baby just pops out.
Yeah.
Just flies out, and then he dunks it. It's just an alley-oop.
The monk dunk.
Right, just the monk dunk. Baby right in the little holding area.
Yeah.
Well, now he's kind of...
That's your Jiffy Lube drive of the game.
Right. Now he's got to stay.
Yeah.
Right? All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're just going to push everything forward. So we didn't get to Harrison Barnes in the last segment because Jason got off track again. So we'll get to Harrison. Can we re-rack Fire Falcon? We'll get to his audio. We'll rate Harrison Barnes. We will do that, Jason Ross, next.